How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast, part of the Jazz playoff coverage here on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. 99-91 loss to the LA Clippers, series tied at one. Clippers came out like a ball of fire early, as you'd suspect. They played with incredible force early in the game. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul were all terrific. And the Clippers led this game early in the first, 11-3, then 21-14, led it 29-18 at the end of one. The Jazz then stayed in the game, I thought impressively, kept keeping it in single digits most of the way. Then in the fourth quarter, the Jazz got it closer to got it to six on five, maybe six occasions. Never able to get that stop followed by another bucket. It was as though the analogy I used in the broadcast is we were in an L.A. traffic jam the entire time, and we just kept seeing the red lights. We kept changing lanes trying to find a free flow out of the traffic, and L.A. never got there. What was your impression on how the Jazz played tonight?
I thought they played hard. I thought the game plan was there. I mean, you could just tell they didn't. The reason I'm saying they played hard because they didn't get blown off the floor. It had an excellent chance there for them to just, you know, not fight back or something like that. They had already won one ball game here, and so you could have been satisfied with that, but that wasn't the case. I was, you know, you have to be proud of them the way they continue to fight and stay in the ball game. One glaring stat here is that in the first ball game, the Jazz won, they only gave up 40 points in the paint. 60 tonight. So, and Andre Jordan has a lot to do with that.
Well, and that's clearly, one, an effort for them to go into the paint, which they probably would have anyway, but two, an effort to go in the paint without the services of Rudy Gobert for the Jazz. And one interesting thing, I remember going back earlier this year in a conversation I had with an NBA scout about Derek and why the Jazz defensively different things, and you know, we've really struggled all year defensively with Derek at the five. It was like the one question, and one thing they talked about was that Rudy can play backpedaling as a drop big so well. It's not something Derek does the same way, and so what happens on a night like tonight, Derek has to come up a little bit, or he plays it differently, or DeAndre Jordan is able to get behind him and get some opportunities that because that's not, Derek is a great weak side defender. Impacts things in a lot of ways, but that's not one of the areas where he's as strong defensively as some other areas where he is so strong.
Yeah, and he's not a shot blocker anymore. I don't think he jumps very quick anymore, doesn't get off the floor as quick as he used to. And when I say that, because if he's beaten, he's beaten. I mean, Rudy, if he's beaten, can recover and still defend, or block the shot, change the shot, you know, whatever. But that's not the case there with Derek. And that's what probably one of the reasons that the game plan and that Chris Paul came out with such aggressiveness. And, you know, it's like we have to really exploit the Jazz in the paint, because he was breaking the defense down and getting in there, evident of how many lobs and how many points Jordan was able to score at the rim.
Do you think the Jazz have an answer for that without Rudy Gobert?
Well, they're going to have to come up with something. It's going to be hard and very difficult. I'm not really sure, you know, what to say if that dribble penetration is going to be there. The key is being able to stop Chris Paul from breaking the paint. Now, they have some very unique ways of Chris when he comes off and keeping a defender on his back and then stretching the defender out and just throwing it up to the rim, because who else can go up and get it? No other than Jordan. So it's not like the Jazz can totally take it away, but if they can just keep Chris Paul from getting into the paint. I mean, they just lost him here tonight. And a lot of it had to do with the way Chris Paul just made up his mind that this is what he how he wanted to play.
And I think the other part of it that gets really difficult as you get in the X's and O's is that DeAndre Jordan is often rolling on the same side as J.J. Redick, and the Jazz don't want to leave J.J. Redick in the corner. The Jazz, again, did a great job on Redick, 2 of 7. Jamal Crawford, 3 of 12. Those two guys for the series, if the Jazz can hold that those two down, 4 of 19, I think the Jazz can win this series with that. It seems to me it's a lot to ask. The DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, and Chris Paul have to carry this team, but that's where they are right now until they get Austin Rivers back. The good news, I thought, today, Ron, was the Jazz got 25 three-point attempts. They hit 40% of them, but they got 25 of their 70 shots, so they got back up over 30% of their shots as threes against this team, which they have not been able to do in quite some time. And so that, I think, is a good sign. And there were three specific plays tonight. A George Hill pull-up three, a Joe Johnson open three, and a Gordon Hayward open three, where you would have thought, at least my feeling, it may be a little Homer-esque, that if they hit those or two of them, this game really swings.
It makes a big difference because a couple of those, I know at least George Hill's would have got the Jazz within two. And then you just get the feeling once you get to that range, everything changes. I mean, and your shot selection might change, the plays you call might change, and the momentum maybe starts to shift. I mean, there's a few things that could really make a difference. Will they make those shots at home? Hopefully so, if they get those same opportunities.
The Jazz fall tonight by the final score of 99. To 91. Here's my biggest concern, Ron, and this is a little bit of a math equation. Three offensive rebounds tonight by the Jazz. The Jazz, I'll have to go look at it, what they've been getting on second chance points, but my guess is we've been getting about 12 or 14 second chance points a game with Rudy Gobert. We get six tonight. The Jazz offensive rating tonight was 102 points for 100 possessions.
You mean offensive rebounds?
Offensive rebounds, three.
Yeah, three.
So, but the Jazz offensive rating tonight was 102. That's not good enough to win. But if you go get three, four offensive rebounds and throw them back in, now your offensive rating is 108, 109. That does win you games.
Yeah.
But three offensive rebounds for the Jazz and only six second chance points, it's going to be very, very hard, almost impossible for them to have a good offensive night at any point in this series if they don't fix that number.
Yeah, fix that number. Just think about the Clippers only had eight. But they had about three or four long rebounds that they were able to get that turned into 2 points from Chris Paul getting a jumper. I think driving the baseline with a little floater Jamal Crawford. You know, so those little things like that could make a difference at home. Maybe, I know we're nitpicking here and coming up with a lot of, I'm not excuses, but a lot of opportunities.
No, I think it's explanations of what has to happen. I mean,
but this could change at home to the point where it's in the Jazz favor.
A little energy from the Vivint Smart Home Arena crowd. Well, yeah. Jazz fall. They win one in L.A. They got to go win the three home games to win this series. We'll see if they can do it. Make sure we only have one more trip back here for Game 5. Maybe they can sneak that one out as well. Jazz Friday night at home and Sunday at home before coming back here to play on Tuesday. Jazz fall game 2 of this playoff series to the LA Clippers. Have a good night. This has been Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.